نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today is Hukukun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala hadhihi al-ummah. We all know Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. But what rights has Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us? And we have to fulfill each one of those rights. Number one, we should know the personality of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At random few verses, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have elevated your name, nami, your ismigrami, your mubarak name, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How elevated is the Master alayhi salatu wa sallam? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name, Allah jalla wa ala's name is taken, then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is mentioned after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard the adhan just now. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Second one. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be exclusively the only rahmatan lil alameen. Surah 21, verse 107. Almighty Allah jalla wa ala makes it very clear. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire creation and the entire universe. خَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the last and the final messenger and prophet of all times, all places, all circumstances. Now what are the rights? Number one, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. From the bottom of our heart, unreservedly, unconditionally, we believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We believe in Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we all have done, Alhamdulillah. But after that, what is that? Almighty Allah states, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوا. And to show respect and honor for Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak name is mentioned 4 times in different places in the Quran. Chapter 47 is entitled Surah Muhammad, and that is the chapter named after the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But see, juxtapose and compare. Almighty Allah mentioned 25 prophets and messengers name in the Quran. Allah Jalla Wala addresses them. Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Isa, Ya Dawood. But when Almighty Allah addresses Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does Almighty Allah say? Ya ayyuhar Rasul, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, Ya ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya ayyuhal Muddathir, O you Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O you Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O you the one who is wrapped up in the shawl, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To show us that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever we take the name, honorary titles must be used, and this is enshrined in the noble Quran. I can call you Ahmad Yusuf Zakaria, you can call me Ahmad Abdullah Abdul Qadir, it's fine. But when it comes to the Master alayhi salam, لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. You cannot call the Messenger alayhi salatu salam only by his name, before the Mubarak blessed name, after the name of the Master alayhi salatu salam, honorary titles must be used to show the respect for the master. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. The sha'ir, the poet, says, if you want success, then you must show respect and honor. And people who lost their way because of their disrespect. So number one, our iman we all have. Love and respect we must show. How much love? See, all enshrined in the Quran Sharif, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala informs us, how much love must we have for Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. Say, O Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it be your parents, whether it be your children, whether it be your siblings, whether it be your spouses, whether it be your family, whether it's the wealth you accumulated, whether it's your business that you fear there will be a downturn, whether it's your palatial homes, 8 items Almighty Allah has mentioned. Ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasulihi wa jihadin fi sabihili. If any one of them are more beloved to you than Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, than Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and striving in the path of Allah, fatarabbasu, then wait, hatta ya'ati Allahu bi amri, till Almighty Allah unleashes His punishment. Study 1-2 incidents, my brothers, of Sahaba. Who are Sahaba? The beloved students, companions of the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Sahaba say, understand the Arabic word. Hudu with a pesh, with a dhamma on the waw, is the actions, washing the face and hands and so forth. Wazu with a fatha zabar on the waw, that is the water that is utilized. The Mubarak water who touched the Mubarak countenance and Mubarak body of the Master alayhi salam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Sahaba would not allow the ma'ul mustamal, the water that was used and going to fall down. وَكَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَىٰ وَزُوِهِ. Sahaba were on the verge of fighting and arguing. Don't allow even the water to touch the ground that touched the Mubarak jasad, the athar of the Master alayhi salam. Look at love. That was love. The person who saw the dream, remember of Adhan, Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi, Lahu radiallahu an, Lahu hadithun wahid. One hadith only he reported it, but the karamat, Allah honors him. Everywhere in the world you go, the same Adhan is rendered. You heard the Adhan just now, again you will hear the Adhan just now. My brothers, this Sahabi, Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi, when the news comes, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise has taken place, what does he do? He raises his hands and say, Ya Allah, now after I saw Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you remove my vision and my sight. I don't want to see anybody else. That was for me and you. We will think, how can a person do this? But remember, this was their ishq. The extreme love they displayed for the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So we must have that love, we must have the respect, we must have the ittiba. Surah 3 verse 31. Qul in kuntum tuhibbunallah fattabi'uni. If you love Almighty Allah, then follow me immaculately for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We entered now the masjid. How many of us read the dua? Read it now. Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu ala rasulillah. Every time you enter the masjid, read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sunnah. Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi. Allah, forgive me my sins. Allahumma iftahli abwaba rahmatik. Ya Allah, envelope me in your mercy. What will happen? Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah will forgive you your sins. That is called ittiba. To follow the Master alayhi salatu salam in all walks of life immaculately. So remember, not only during Ramadan or Jumu'ah, anytime, any place, always, how did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam execute that action? Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Ita'at. Obedience to the Master alayhi salatu wa salam. Regarding the aqwal mubarakah, the speech mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu wa salam. So that also, if you read the entire Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses, you will not find a single place where Ati'u Allah is mentioned, be obedient to Almighty Allah, and Rasul is not mentioned thereafter. It shows we cannot be obedient to Almighty Allah unless we follow and we obedient to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May yuti'i Rasul faqad ata' Allah. When you are obedient to the Master alayhi salatu salam, then only will you be obedient to Almighty Allah jalla wala. Salawat upon Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should be keeping our tongue moist with abundant durood sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See what the Quran Kareem teaches us. Surah 33 verse 56. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Entire Quran, you won't find that a place where we are commanded to do something and Allah jalla wala is doing something very similar. Accept salawat, durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah. Allah jalla wala is elevating the master more and more alayhi salatu wasalam. Malaika are making dua for Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo. O you who believe, 89 different places in the Quran Sharif. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read salawat and salam in abundance on Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why translated in abundance? Today is Jumu'ah. Akthiru minas salati alayya yawm al-Jumu'ah. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. O Ummah, increase your quantity and amount of durood sharif upon the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, there's a person by the name of Sheikh Sa'adi. Some of you might have heard his name. One day he's a master of Farsi, durood sharif. What is the meaning of durood? Durood is a Farsi Persian term. And when you have bumper crop, bumper harvest, you are going to sell it at maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that is durood literally. We use it in this text and context when we read salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah jalla wa ala rewards us in this world, in the year after, beyond our perception and expectation. So that is durood. So he, Sheikh Sa'adi, a master of the poetry in the Persian language and Arabic. One day he compiles a poem in praise of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Balagalula bikamalihi. O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have reached the highest of high with your kamal, with your excellence in all way, whether it is your features mubarak or your character mubarak. Balagalula bikamalihi, kashafadduja bijamalihi. O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have removed the darknesses with your jamal and beauty and handsomeness. Go ask Hassan bin Thabit, the sha'ir, the poet of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Hassan, describe Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us. What did Sayyidina Hassan say? Wa ahsana min kalam taraqat aynu wa ajmala min kalam talidin nisa'u. Remember, no eye has seen anyone more handsome than Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No lady, no woman has given birth to any personality more handsome than Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi. You are created free from every defect, ya Nabiyallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. As though as you structured your own body, ya Nabiyallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is Jamal. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi, kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi, hasuna jami'u khisalihi. Every excellent quality is within you, and you are an embodiment of that, ya Nabiyallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. And your character is so sublime and exalted. But then the mind could not function, the pen would not write. And he's worried, he's perturbed, he's a sha'ir, he's a poet, he needs inspiration. That night when Sheikh Saadi sleeps, he sees Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. O Saadi, write, swallu alayhi wa alihi. Read salawat upon Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and on the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Coming to what's happening today, my brothers, is nothing new. Start from the time Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah Mukarramah 40 years before the wahi and revelation. Everybody would call Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam a sadiqul amin. You are very, very truthful, a man of honesty and integrity. Wahi starts, Surah Alaq, chapter 96, the first five verses, in the Ghari Hira. Once the revelation came, the revolution started. Now all the unsavory comments, all the sarcastic remarks are made. Listen to what they said. Ummah, read Quran. Read the Ahadith Mubarakah. Read the Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would attack and try, Allah forbid, to insult, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everywhere Allah defended Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What they said? They said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, is suffering from epilepsy, Allah forbid. That is what the kuffar said. Allah jalla wala in Surah 53, right in the beginning, states, Ma dalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Nay, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Mubarak blessed Zat, the most intelligent, the greatest and greatest intellectual ever of all time, all places. They attacked the Mubarak tongue of the Master alayhi salam. They said he's getting confused, Allah forbid. Allah jalla wala said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desires. It is but revelation that comes to him. In Bukhari Sharif it's mentioned, when the Master alayhi salam would speak, it was يَخْرُجُ النُّور مِنْ ثَنَايَىٰ, from the Mubarak lips of the Master alayhi salatu salam, as though as radiance and effulgence was emanating. He was Noor, his message was Noor, and he brought the people to the Noor. Open Surah 14, verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Ya Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your invitation and your message, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Noor and radiance and effulgence of Islam. They attack the Mubarak heart of the Master alayhi wa sallam. They said, how can we believe that you telling us what you saw in Mi'raj, the miraculous nocturnal journey? Allah jalla wala said, ma kadhaba al-fu'adu ma ra'a. Whatever Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw, 100% the truth, sight and insight. They attack the Mubarak eyes of the Master alayhi salam. Ma zagha al-basaru wa ma tagha. See Allah jalla wala defending Habibuna Mustafa Shafi'una sallallahu alaihi wasallam everywhere. Then Almighty Allah mentioned three verses. For us, remember, we need to rise up. Namus as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka tahaffuz karna farz hai. To protect the honor and dignity of the Master alayhi salatu salam is compulsory upon every Muslim. We all know what is happening in France and other countries, and it hasn't started today and will continue. Almighty Allah gives us the glad tidings. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, and Almighty Allah will protect you, ya Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from all the enemies. And we can see, for all of them, they came, they gone, nobody knows them. Remember that. For Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they tried to mock, ridicule. Almighty Allah defending the Master alayhi salam again. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Surely we are defending you against the mustahzi'een. Those who want to make a mockery, who want to ridicule you, belittle you, Allah forbid. And soon they will come to know. I give you two examples, you know them. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl. So you must remember they were family, but they would not accept the message or the messenger. Abu Lahab, Quran says, you know Abu Lahab. He was so handsome at night time you would see his face shining.
the father of flame, Lahab. Sayasla naran zata Lahab. Allah dispatches him to the flames and the furnace for going against the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jahl used to walk around in the gullies and alleys of Makkah and say, Anal Azizul Kareem, I am the custodian, I am in charge of the Baytullah, I am powerful, I am the most generous. Allah speaks about him in Surah Dukhan. Dhuq, innaka antal azizul kareem. You taste the tree in Jahannam, Abu Jahl, and you said you are aziz, you are kareem, that you are very, very powerful, you are honorable, nay, you are the worst of the worst. That same message is today for any prime minister, politician, person who goes against Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is married to Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And that marriage subsisted for 25 years. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 25 years old. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, 40 years old. When she passed away in Ramadan in the year 65, she was 65 years old. She was. Nevertheless, the first baby to be born was Qasim radiallahu anha. In his infancy, he passed away. After some time, Abdullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second son, he was known as Tayyib and Tahir. And again, he also passes away in infancy. Nakale kufr kufr nabashir, naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin. I am telling you what Abu Jahl and them said. They said, you, referring to the Master alayhi salam, nobody will know you. You don't have male progeny. Your sons are passing away. In Arabic, you call that abtar. In Arabic, you call that abtar. Allah Jalla Wala gave a message. For all times, all places, every one of you know it. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Ya Rasulullah. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any person hates you. Any person makes sarcastic remarks about you. Huwal abtar. He will be crushed. He will be demolished. And he'll be thrown straight into Jahannam. My brothers, remember, we're not doing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a favor. We are doing ourselves a favor when we speak of the Master alayhi salam. It will enhance our iman. It will increase our love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And teach our children and students who is the Master alayhi salam. You hear on the radio how the non-Muslims, they want to know about Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message and mission. Because me and you, we have not delivered. So interact with the non-Muslims and tell them what you are seeing on your TV, where they want to demonize Islam, where they want to utter unsavory remarks and words against Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All that we must remember is your propaganda. Quran is teaching us. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahihim. Their aim is to extinguish Islam from the face of this earth with their mouths and media and TV. But Almighty Allah states and gave us inspiration and motivation. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Allah will let the nur of Islam, the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message go to all parts of the world. Allah called the sun nur and called it siraj. Allah called Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam what? Sirajam munira. The nur that is spreading all the time. Remember that. So it will go to all parts of the world. In conclusion, I leave you with this poem. Each one of us should know that what the Shahid, the poet says, Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. It's not we, when we speak of the Master, we're going to give the Master alayhi salam greater rank. Nay, our speech does not become elevate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rank. Lakin mudihat maqalati bi Muhammadi. When we take the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our speech enhances, it gets better and increases. So take the name of the Master alayhi salam. More and more our iman will increase and our Islam will increase. May Almighty Allah grant us the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi alayhi salam, and the love of all the Sahaba. We thank Hafiz Uwais, all the trustees and all of you. Barakallahu feek. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.